USA Radio News.
Elections are Tuesday, but that doesn't mean we'll know who has won many of the races or even control of the Senate by this time tomorrow. In Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, officials have in recent days preemptively called for patience. It's been projected that officials in Indiana and Kentucky will likely report some of the first results soon after polls close in parts of those states at 6 p.m. Eastern. For those who may be on the fence as to who to vote for, here's a look at what might determine their decisions.
The top concern for voters ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections is the economy. The latest Gallup poll reports 49% of registered voters say the economy will be extremely important to their vote. Abortion is second at 42%, and crime is a close third at 40%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Elizabeth Warren stepped up pressure on the Federal Reserve over its recent ethics lapses. The Massachusetts Democrat has been at the forefront of demanding answers from the Fed after revelations of unusual trading activities by some of its leaders last year. Warren has sent a fresh letter to Chair Jerome Powell after two more incidents that she called egregious and embarrassing. A poll commissioned by digital wealth management company Personal Capital found that one in four Americans say they're skipping Thanksgiving altogether this year in order to save money. One in three are hosting smaller dinners, and a staggering 88% are cutting at least one dish from their table in order to make ends meet. The meat, in this case, is turkey, of course. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Changes are coming to benefit employees' health savings and flexible spending accounts next year. In 2023, employees can put away as much as $3,050 in an FSA, which is an increase of about 7% from the current tax year's cap of $2,850. Meanwhile, single workers who want to fund a health savings account can save up to $3,850 next year, which is up about 5.5%. The amount for families is up to $7,750, which is about 6.2%. And it's a bird. It's a plane. It's pretty spooky this election day.
The last total lunar eclipse until March of 25 is being called the Beaver Blood Moon lunar eclipse since it occurs during November's full Beaver Moon. It will be visible across North America, the Pacific, Australia, and parts of Asia. It starts at 3 a.m. Eastern and ends about 8:50 a.m. It should be noted the moon will set before the conclusion of the lunar eclipse on the East Coast and neighboring time zones. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
If you didn't buy a ticket for Powerball, that lazy decision could be the best you've made all week. The odds of winning the nearly $2 billion jackpot is roughly 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.